Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 6th, 2012. When I was in the second grade, our class took a field trip. We went to the Intercontinental Baking Company location in Richmond, Virginia. Most people may not remember the Intercontinental Baking Company, but it's possible we remember the brand of bread that they baked. Wonder Bread. I remember being in that class, marching through the various process rooms where the bread was made. I can still remember the smell. I remember all of us in our little paper hats to make sure that we were duly sanitary to be in this food production area. Also remember watching with a bit of fascination to see the whipped cream injected into the Twinkies as they went down the conveyor belt, but that's another story. We went into one particular room. It was very dark. It was cool. Temperature-wise, it was cool. It was just a little bit humid. And there were these rows upon rows of big vat-like things. They looked like giant bathtubs. Only instead of water, each of these tubs were filled with dough. And they showed us each of these tubs represented a different stage in the dough's rising. They showed us what the dough looked like early on and after several hours and after a few more hours, and they showed us how every once in a while a worker would come through with what looked like a giant paddle and beat the dough to let the air out so that it would kind of fall and then rise again, so to speak. That's when I first learned about yeast. They showed us how much yeast they used in each one of these giant vats to make the dough rise. Compared to the amount of flour and other ingredients, the yeast was pretty small, but the yeast was active. It was the activity of the yeast that caused the dough to rise, as all of any baker already knows. But I'm still to this day was just confounded as a second grader about the amount of rising that happened from just a little bit of yeast. Well, in the scriptures, yeast is often used as a metaphor for sin. Just a little bit has an effect that is way beyond the volume of it. Now, this isn't about quantifying sin so much as it is recognizing that any little thing over time has an effect. This is why when the Jews celebrated Passover, they used unleavened bread, bread without yeast, because the yeast was a metaphor for sin. Well, that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about in today's lesson from 1 Corinthians. He's addressing a very specific pastoral situation in the passage that the Daily Office assigns for today. There is someone in the congregation who is engaged in behavior unbecoming of a follower of Jesus. And Paul has some things to say about that person and invites the congregation to take some particular action, really for that person's good, but in some ways to mitigate the spread of sin, the rising of sin in their community of faith. He goes on to write the following lines: "Do you not know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Clean out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch, as you really are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the festival not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We've talked a few times over the course of these diaries about what Lent is and is not. I think today Paul's language gives us another insight into how we can use this time. Maybe it's an opportunity for us to get rid of some yeast, to take some effort to make sure that that yeast is removed from us. Those things that give rise, so to speak, to attitudes and actions that are really, we know in our hearts, unbecoming of followers of Jesus. We can get rid of the yeast. We can clean it out, says Paul. And through the Spirit of God, we can be made a new batch. We can celebrate through this Lenten season. We can celebrate not with the old yeast, malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Sincerity and truth. That sounds like real spiritual nutrition. Let us pray. O God, you willed to redeem us all from iniquity by your Son. Deliver us when we are tempted to regard sin without abhorrence, and let the virtue of his passion come between us and our mortal enemy, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.